It's a simple idea, obvious really, but it differs so much from the mental framework we normally use to talk about elections that it can seem like a revelation. The idea comes from my friend David Thornburg, newly minted head of the Committee of 70 watchdog group. The idea is this. An election campaign is a hiring process, and in the boss's chair sit you, the voters. On the other side of the table are the hopeful applicants, the candidates. The obscene expense of modern campaigning aims mostly at obscuring this simple truth. Campaigns want to cast you as gullible consumers to be manipulated into buying a product, using the techniques Madison Avenue has been perfecting since Don Draper had his first martini. We're used to this by now, but it leaves us feeling bombarded, weary, so we tune out. But this year's Philadelphia's mayor's race, as weird and stumbling as it's been so far, is yet another chance to try it David's way, with you as boss. Here at WHYY Newsworks, working with our partners at 70, Young Involved Philadelphia, Penn Jurdel, and the Philly Business Journal, we're pursuing a coverage and events plan designed to support your work as boss. A hiring process has several stages. First, you set the job requirements. Next, you interview candidates. Then, you check references. We're doing three radio specials on the election this spring that track this sequence. The first aired last Friday and featured interviews with past mayors of this and other cities talking about what it takes to run a big city. In our second special, airing April 17th, we'll explore what the candidates have to say about issues, the interview phase. Three election forums in April here at WHYY will do the same. A city council job fair coming up this Thursday, a set of in-depth issues with the mayoral hopefuls on April 15th, and a full-dress debate on April 27th. That debate will zero in on the key issue of leadership. What in a candidate's past suggests he or she has the leadership and managerial skills to guide this cantankerous, troubled, fabulous city? In our final radio special, on the Friday before the May 19th primary, we'll check references. That is, we'll dig deeply into the backgrounds and credentials of the candidates, interviewing people who have known, worked with, and clashed with them in the past. Why do all this? Because you, the voters, are the boss. And for this crucial hire, you deserve the best human resources staff work you can get. I'm Chris Cetullo.